الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself on you about the belief that we have, about the core belief that we have, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. Repeat after me, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is our kalima, kalima tayyiba, by believing which and by saying which a person enters Islam. And a person not just enters Islam, but when the person enters Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his previous sins and converts them into good deeds. So he enters Islam with a joining bonus. It's not a straight recruitment, it's a recruitment with a joining bonus. So the question I want to ask myself and you is, what is this kalima? Is this a statement of information or is it a statement of a relationship? To give you a hint, what is the first question in the qabr? When we die, what is the first question of the grave? Man Rabbuk. Is the first question, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ? The angels, when they come, are they asking you for information? Are they saying, who is the Rabb of the Alameen? Who is the creator, sustainer of the heavens and the earth, of the worlds? Are they asking you that question? Who is he? Or are they saying, who is your Rabb? مَنْ رَبُّكَ? So is it a question which is asking about information about Allah, or is it a question which is asking about your and my relationship to Allah? Which one?
Relationship.
And that is the meaning of the kalima when we say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. What is the meaning of saying I believe? It's a declaration of a relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship, whether anyone accepts it or not. Allahu samad. Allah is not dependent on your and my worship and ubudiyat to be the Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabbul Alameen. If the whole world and all that it contains decide to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, it will not change the reality in any way whatsoever. The reality is the reality, and the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only is the one who is the Ma'bud al-Haqiqi. So that is not the question. The question is, what is your relationship with this Rabb? What is my relationship with this Rabb? And that's the reason why the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the kalima is what? Salah. When you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, what is the manifestation of that? The salah. I bear witness that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the Muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So what do you do now? You show this belief in practice by worshipping Allah. If somebody says, La ilaha illallah, but when the time for salah comes, he does not pray, then he has, by his action, he has denied his belief. He has denied his belief, because you said, only Allah is worthy of worship, but when the time comes for worship, you do not worship Allah, then you have denied your belief, you have denied your statement by your action. And that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with respect to the salah, what did he say? Al-ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah. وَمَنْ عَرَدَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين were all متفقون on this party. They were all agreed upon this opinion that the dividing line, the ahad, the differentiator between the Muslim and the non-Muslim is salah. And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who leaves it has left Islam. The relationship. And that is the reason why in this salah, this relationship is reiterated. And what is the reiteration of the relationship? Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the rukun of the salah. Without Surah Al-Fatiha, there is no salah. It's a rukun of the salah. And what is the Surah Al-Fatiha? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, after his name, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين Praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the Rabbul Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم The most beneficent, the most merciful. مالك يوم الدين And he is the owner of the day of judgment. We've glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledged his position and then إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين Relationship, oh Allah, I am yours. Relationship. إياك نعبد I don't worship anyone except you. وإياك نستعين I don't ask for help from anyone except you. Relationship, oh Allah, I am yours. You are all this. But it is not, I am not only describing your glory and majesty. I'm linking myself to that. Who are you? You belong to Allah. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Are you part of that? Are you from the samawat and earth? Or are you from somewhere else? Who said لِلَّهِ? I didn't say it. Allah said it. There is a huge difference. There is a major, major, major difference. If I say that I am a friend of the Amir of Kuwait, this is my statement. May be true, may not be true. But if the Amir says, Yavar Beg is my friend, is there a difference between these two statements? Huge difference. Huge difference. I can say anything I want. But if that one is saying, he is my friend, then you can absolutely, you are sure. There is no doubt about this. So I can say, I belong to Allah. Maybe you belong to Allah, maybe you don't belong to Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ And you are part of this. My Allah said, I belong to Him. My Rabb said, I belong to Him. Then I go to him. I said, you told me I belong to you. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ I belong to you. I am yours. So give me. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Give me that. Guide me, Ya Rab. Guide me, Ya Rab. And that is why he said, yeah, he told us, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. No compulsion in religion. The truth has been identified clearly from misguidance. ومن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who leaves the taghut, the one who denies all falsehood and accepts the truth, he has grabbed a handhold which will not break. فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِسَامَ لَهَا Will not break. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ And then Allah said, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Hi, hi. You did not say, I am the wali of Allah. No. Again the same issue. You did not say, I am the wali of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, he said, I am the wali of the believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of you among his awliya. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. And what is the result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being my wali? That he takes me out of darkness into light, that he takes me out of difficulty into ease, that he takes me out of the nar into jannah, that he takes me out of all these things. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is taqwa? Relationship. Taqwa is the concern that the one I love should not be offended with me. Is the concern that the one I love should not be offended with me. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, the one who has this situation with him in his heart, the one who has this taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulties. He will remove his hardship. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. یہ بولنے کی کیا ضرورت تھی بھائی. وہ یرزق من یشاء بولتے کافی تھا. He gives him resources, he will give him risk for as much as he wants would have been enough. He didn't say that. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He will give him resources, he will give him risk, he will help him from sources that he cannot even imagine. Ha bhai, is he kya zarurat hai bolne ki? What was the need to say this? That he will provide him from sources that he cannot even imagine. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Relationship. What is tawakkul? What is tawakkul? If it is not relationship, what is tawakkul? Tawakkul is to take risk on Allah. Tawakkul is to take risk on Allah. Tawakkul is not to hold a rope and then. Tawakkul is to cut the rope. Ye to kya tawakkul hai? Tawakkul is to take a risk on Allah. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fa huwa hasbuh. Allah did not say he will help him. Reflect on the Quran. Reflect on the Quran. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the ayat is not for people like you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayah, and every ayah is, even if we are not the mizdaq of the ayah, even if it is not for us in that sense, it is definitely something for us to think about and reflect on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ عَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah said, don't they reflect on the Quran? Don't they think? Or they just recite, they just read and leave it. Don't they think? Why did he say, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ? He could have said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَلَ اللَّهِ. He said, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. He could have said, Allah will help him. The one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah will help him. No. Because help can be partial also. Help can be limited for a period. It is still help. فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah will become sufficient for him. Whatever his needs, for as long as that need remains. What is the meaning of sufficiency? If you say you are sufficient for me, and then when I need, my need is only partially met, and you are not there, then you are not sufficient. What is the meaning of fahuwa hasbu? Fahuwa hasbu means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help in every way in this life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help when we die in the qabr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help when we are standing before Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and take us into Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. This is my understanding of fahuwa hasbu. Only then is that sufficiency met. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this to those who believe in Him. It's a question of relationship. And that is the reason I asked you this. I began by asking myself and you this question. What do you understand by La ilaha illallah? It is a statement of a relationship. What do we understand by Muhammadur Rasulullah? Are they asking you who is the messenger? Or are they asking you what is your relationship with the messenger? In the cover, what is the question? What do you know about this man? Who is this man? Means what? What is the meaning of being an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The question is to, again, like in the salah, you are demonstrating the meaning of La ilaha illallah. When you say Muhammadur Rasulullah, we have to demonstrate Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have to demonstrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am his ummati. We demonstrate that by our appearance, by following the sunnah in our appearance. We demonstrate that by following the sunnah in how we speak, in how we deal. Fi kulli aqwal, wa fi kulli amal, wa fi kulli ahwal. In all that we speak, in all that we do, and in all the conditions that we find ourselves in life. We demonstrate the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is the reason why, see the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the condition of entering Islam, the declaration and the belief of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And for those who entered Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salah fard on them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this salah the condition between belief and disbelief. So critical and so important. So you say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, Allahumma labbaik wa sadiq, I accept and I am ready, ya Rab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, aqimus salah, establish salah. You say, I am ready, ya Rab, what must I do? Allah did not tell us what to do. Find me the description of the salah in the Quran. Where is qiyam, where is ruku, where is sujood, rakeen, sajidin, all this is mentioned. But where is the method of salah? Where does it say one ruku, two sajda? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, establish salah, and left it blank. And he showed his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what to do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, aqimu salah, I am ready. Ya Rasulullah, what must I do? Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, do what Allah told you to do? No. He said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you see me pray. Pray as you see me pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not describe the salah in the Quran to establish the position of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To establish the fact in the heart of the believer that there is no Islam without following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salah is the dividing line between Islam and kufr. The one who leaves salah has left Islam. The one who cannot follow salah, cannot stay in Islam if he does not make salah. And how to make salah? Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way. If you don't want to follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can believe in the Quran, you are still out of Islam. You can believe in Allah, you are still out of Islam. Because you have not followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kalimatu tayyiba is not la ilaha illallah alone. It is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is two declarations. Both are declarations of a relationship. And the relationship is established by the following. The salah is the head of the matter. And this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the way of the Sahaba that everything they gave ta'abir with the salah. They gave the salah as the example. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to nominate Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as the head of the Muslims after him, he did not dictate a letter. He could have done that. He would have called somebody and said, "Here is the letter, dictate it," because he was alhamdulillah in all his faculties and he was alive and well. He could have done this. He did not do that. What did he do? He made him the imam. And this is exactly what the Sahaba, when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he gave his bayah to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what did Umar ibn al-Khattab do? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took the hand of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu and raised it, and he raised the hand of Umar ibn al-Khattab and he said to the people, pick either of these, whichever one you pick, inshallah, is the best Khalifa. Both of them released their hands. And Umar ibn al-Khattab stood up and asked the key question. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, which one of you finds it acceptable that you are the imam and Abu Bakr is the ma'mur, he's praying behind you. Which one of you will accept this? And people said, "Ayyadu billah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is not acceptable to us. How can Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu pray behind me? Not possible. I cannot lead a salah in which Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is praying behind me." So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, "Then I give my bayah to Abu Bakr Siddiq, and please accept the bayah, ya Abu Bakr." And other people gave his bayah. The salah is the head of the matter. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain were used to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving this ta'bir. For everything it was the salah. The salah was the head of the matter. Whatever happened in the salah was what happened in the life. And this salah is what? The salah is sunnah. The salah is fard. It is fard ayn. And it is fard to the extent that if you leave it, you have left Islam. And that kind of fard is sunnah. Take away the sunnah, there is no salah. If you say that I will not follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will do only what is in the Quran, then you have exited Islam because you have left salah. Relationship with Allah and relationship with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what makes a Muslim. And therefore, I want to leave you with this today. Let us reflect on this thought and say, what is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? What is my relationship with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And how can I enhance this relationship? How can I make it closer? How can I make it as strong as possible? My brothers and sisters, it is not a matter of statement. It's a matter of demonstrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His satisfaction. And that demonstration has to come from action. It's not a question of the beard. It's the question of what does that beard reflect. It's not a question of whatever is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not a question of the trouser above the ankle. It's a question of what does that represent. That is the key. We don't keep a beard because it looks nice. We keep a beard because this is the reflection of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the end of the day, you have to look like somebody. Why not look like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? when we go into the qabr and they show us the picture of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they say, what do you know about this man? He say, oh, he is my Nabi, I am his follower. And the malaika looking at your face and say, aha, you are his follower. Your face is not like his face. What happened to your beard? Your beard didn't follow you into the qabr. I mean, you left it behind. Don't let your face give the lie to your statement that you are an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the tongue will not speak. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah will put a lock on the tongue. And the hands and the feet and the face and the ears and the eyes, they will speak. Don't let your face give the lie to your tongue. Because we all stated and we believe. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Let our actions reflect that. Through our salah, through following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of our life. Don't allow shaitan to fool you. Don't allow shaitan to fool you. Let us not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where we, by our actions, we have denied this relationship. Because this is the only relationship which will stay with us after we die. All other relationships end before we die. At different stages. Some end even before we die, but others, everything ends at the time of our death. Except these two relationships. Relationship with Allah and relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the only two that remain with us. I remind myself and you, let us not play games without relationships. Those are the only two which remain with us. Let us strengthen them, let us ensure that they are strong, because we need them. We need those two relationships more than anything else. We can do without all the other relationships. But we cannot do without these two relationships. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which strengthens these relationships, to enable us to start practicing from right now. Start practicing from right now. You understand the importance of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Stop shaving your beard. Let that become the amal by which you can give the wasila for your dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which we know from the sunnah. The wasail, the wasila with which you can give dua, one of those wasail is the amal that you did only to please Allah. Stop shaving your face and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, you know I like to do this. And you know that I left doing it only to please you. Then if you are pleased with me, then grant me this dua. Make that wasila for your dua. Insha'Allah al-Musta'an, your Rabb will accept that dua. Allah has told us how dua can be accepted. Those who have been shaving till now, they are very lucky because they have that wasila. I can't make this dua because I have to find some other wasila. But the ones who have been shaving till now, they are very lucky. Make use of that. Stop shaving and make dua. And say, Allah, you know, it's only for you. Those who are dealing with interest, you're very lucky. You're very lucky. Because now you give it up and say, Allah, it's only for you. It's only for you. Otherwise, I was taking it. Now I understand, I will not do it anymore. It's only for you. Now, Allah, I did this only to please you. And if you are pleased, grant me this dua. Make that dua the wasila, and these are duas. If you make it with that wasila, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him, to give us the wasail to accept, to ask for him, for his, to make dua, to give us the wasail for the dua, to accept these duas, and to show us his khudrat in our lives, so that we can sing his praises and we can glorify him even more. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.